Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Holt. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Holt steals second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive towards third. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rudy takes first base on ball 4. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Monday. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Oliva scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Stan Williams now pitching. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green is hit by the pitch. Monday moves to third. Duncan moves to second. Steve Hovley pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Klimkowski now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Klimkowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mincher moves to third. Bando moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klimkowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Klimkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Green steals second. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Ron Klimkowski. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Rudy moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holt strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Holt out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy throws the ball into Mincher who tags Alia trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.